Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why customers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stream the show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's Bob Odenkirk, Westbrook. There, we did that a couple weeks back. It was a lot of fun, and we still haven't seen the movie yet.
Well, it just came to streaming yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, it did? Oh, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to see it because I like Nobody. Of course, I didn't watch Nobody 2.
It was good.
Is it good? Okay. It's
very much in the same vein. All yeah. Right. 90 minutes of Bob Odenkirk kicking ass.
All right. So we talked before. Tyrell Frazier with us, too. Nick's here, obviously. We're going to be, Rachel will be here tomorrow. And it's just us on Friday?
Yeah.
What day is this?
Today's Wednesday.
Okay. I'll ask you, Push, because you're
right.
The only one here all week.
Somebody's got to drive the bus.
So those scuba divers died, and we had to mention, Tyrell mentioned.
We were doing Choose Your Adventure Death.
So I got them here. I got air base, skydiving. Oh. Paragliding.
The consensus is go into one of those submersibles.
Imploding.
Immediately.
Right.
Are you getting that from email?
The Titanic submersible. Several votes for that.
That's a split second,
that
right?
That happens pretty quick.
That's pretty quick.
That's true.
I saw a video of a guy paragliding, and he's not going off a boat. He's on the beach. It looks like it's somewhere in, Mexico or foreign country somewhere. And he's probably in his 60s. And he's on the beach, and they're putting him up, and then the boat takes off, and he goes up into the air, and he's pretty high up at that point, and he falls out. Falls out, and he goes, and at that point, he's still only maybe 50 feet into the ocean. So when he hits the water, it's probably not that deep. It's brutal, man.
I'm sure he belly flopped.
And it wasn't AI either. It was real. Somebody died. It was crazy.
It's like hitting the sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're up there paragliding. Now, I've never done that. Push, you've done it, right?
Yes. The one where you're hooked to the rope.
Yeah.
I did that in Cabo. We did the tandem one. Me and my wife.
How high up in the air were you?
Pretty far. Yeah. Like we were out around that famous rock cropping in Cabo, and we probably at least a couple 300 feet. I bet.
Yeah, thousands of people do that all the time and live, but just that the ones that fall, man.
Plenty of people die doing it, right?
They do. I remember reading a story about a guy and his wife were on their honeymoon in, I believe, Cancun or Cabo, and he went and he died.
Oh, yeah.
She had to fly back with him.
On their honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you explain that to your next husband?
Yeah.
That's
You just go to Atlantic City for your honeymoon.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it'd probably take a while. If they just got married, they must have still liked each other,
Yeah. Yeah, what's the next one? You don't go pair.
That's what I mean. Right, yeah.
What happens if that rope just comes undone? Can you just float away?
You just, fly off?
I don't know. You probably hit the ground pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
You're under a parachute. I think you would.
Yeah, but he's got a parachute.
Yeah, so that would at least break your fall.
You would float to the ocean.
You might dive to the ocean too.
Right. Well, falling out.
The parachute's being pulled.
Falling out is the worst case scenario.
So you wouldn't fly away.
Skydiving, paragliding, bungee jumping, you mentioned, Tyrell. If the bungee doesn't, it just snaps and you fall and hit the ground. Hang gliding. That looks like fun, but you'd hit a cliff.
Oh yeah, that or those squirrel suits.
That's what I was just thinking.
If you're right, if I could actually fly on a squirrel chute. If I knew how to fly and I got maybe 30 seconds in and enjoyed what that would feel like and then hit a mountain. That'd be the best way.
They get real close to the mountains too.
You're going fast, and if you miss and hit the rocks, you're not going to have that much time to understand what's about to happen.
You'll be terrorized momentarily.
But
that's about it.
But you're going to enjoy the hell out of the flight. That might be my choice so far.
That's the true meaning of dying doing what he loved. You know what I mean?
The wingsuit?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Whitewater rafting. Yeah, that means you're probably going to drown or yeah. something. Like that.
You might hit your head on a rock.
Yeah, you're hit your head real hard.
Scuba diving, we discussed that. Those people in the Maldives there are just...
No, we determined that would be the worst.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I know, that'd be the worst.
You're just sitting there waiting for your oxygen to run out.
That'd be like equal to being caught in a forest fire or something, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
awful.
Yeah.
Surfing, this is brutal too, because usually those guys, the professional surfers get underwater and get thrown around and thrown around and just drown. That's how those studs could die in surfing. That would suck. Kite surfing or kite boarding. I don't know how you'd die of that, but you know.
If those kite surfing, you get pulled up off the ocean into
they go
the air.
Crazy
yeah, you do.
High
you do.
In the air.
You fall off of that thing and hit the water. Yeah, you could die.
I just love this one because to me, it just is just going down a creek somewhere. So if you die canoeing,
wow,
you can canoe in quicker water.
Extreme canoeing?
You're just canoeing. You know, you're going like 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, I don't think they do whitewater canoeing.
No,
I have seen whitewater stand up paddle boarders.
Wow,
really?
Oh,
and that was insane.
Yeah, good balance. Crazy.
Now the land-based ones, mountain biking, that could hurt. Ugh. You know, rock climbing. That's it, man. I don't think I want to fall.
This is all no.
And like, do you really want to die working out? You know what I mean?
No, that's a good point, Tyrell. Like, I don't want to be working out and die. You're
and
right.
then die while I'm working out. Yeah. That's awful.
Off a cliff while you're skiing.
This would be brutal, too. These guys do that parkour. Skiing's coming up, Todd.
It is. Okay.
You know, parkour, where they just jump from building to building and do flips. Yeah. That's crazy. The chances they take
the real
when they
high
jump
one.
From building to the real high ones, from building to building, man. When you watch those,
But even if you're not doing the high-rise stuff, even if you miss and, you hit a railing with your neck and break your neck right there. You know, I mean, you could be 3 feet off the ground and hit the wrong thing.
Those Russian parkour guys, though, they're like at the top of skyscrapers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah that's you know, another level.
My hands and feet sweat when I watch those videos.
Yeah. Thanks for the visual there, man. Yeah. Hands and feet sweating.
They do, man. It's weird.
Caving, exploring untamed cave systems. Nope.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
That's for my...
Spelunking, right?
Yeah.
The guy we've talked to from Discovery Channel, Josh Gates.
Right.
I've seen an episode where he was somewhere in South America or something, crawling through these little caves that were barely big enough for a human being to fit through. And they're like, we know that there's an opening... You know, 300 feet down. It's like
that's where my hands and feet sweat watching people.
Nope.
Like their body barely fits through a hole.
Right.
No.
And there's once you're into it, you got to keep going.
Yeah, you can't go back.
Those would be among my least favorite national parks. I'm not big on caves.
Yeah.
Like Mammoth Cave, Wind Cave in South Dakota, and then the Carlsbad Caverns.
Well, there's a story. Another horrible.
They're just dark and they're damp, and I don't find caves very fun at all.
It's like undiscovered bacteria in there and stuff. Yeah,
who knows?
That'll make your feet sweat.
I'm not generally claustrophobic, but that'd be a situation where I would become claustrophobic.
That'll bring it out of anybody.
I'd be freaky. Well, I saw that story too. A guy that was crawling down in a cave, but his hips got stuck and he's upside down. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
And they just they had to, and they couldn't get him out, and he just died down there.
Because they closed the cave?
They closed the cave. But they talked to him the whole time until he just died.
I think it was like pressure on his internal organs from being upside down.
Good morning, by the way.
Yeah, basically suffocated.
I know it's not Monday, so Monday to us.
Good morning. And the best you can hope for is die upside down. No, that would be horrible.
Stuck in a cave.
Again, I'm picking parachute over this every time.
So far. If you knew how to fly in the squirrel suit,
then
that'd be because you get to experience that before you hit a
then that's
wall.
That
maybe that's the draw of those things. Like the high of flying on those things must be worth the risk of smashing into the rocks.
Right.
I mean, all these guys' buddies die doing that, and eventually they're going to die.
Unless
they retire from squirrel shooting.
Yeah,
they
it's
die.
Like it's like 50% mortality.
It's intense. Yeah.
There's no margin for error.
No.
But like either you're having an amazing time or suddenly it's not your problem anymore. You know what I mean?
Somebody else got to scrape you off the rocks.
Right.
Snowboarding. I don't think that. I don't know how to do that anyway, but yeah.
You land wrong.
Ice climbing, which sounds brutal.
Snowboarding would be the same as skiing.
But here you go, Todd.
Yeah. Going off a cliff.
You're the skiing boy here in this group here. Backcountry skiing.
Backcountry. Yeah.
Would you want to die that way?
No.
That's usually an avalanche.
That would be, I think, the equivalent to drowning.
Probably.
Yeah, it's not instant, is it?
That's like a suffocation.
I don't think it takes you right away.
And you're gonna have 5 or 10, 15 minutes to know that the end is coming.
You know what's funny is when you said backcountry skiing, my first thought was that old 1995 Windows game where the abominable snowman comes out and runs and eats you.
I didn't know that. Okay.
You know, okay.
I don't know the game. That's fine, man. Remember that 1995.
Windows 95.
It's another thing to think about, Todd.
Did Nick and Pushpipe play that game?
I think I remember it,
Ski game and then the abominable snowman come and eat you.
Vaguely.
If you're worried about the abominable snowman, you're doing too much weed.
That's fair.
It's a legitimate concern.
Tyler? I mean,
good thing I didn't play that game. Otherwise, that would be in the back of my head.
I get it.
Skiing.
The whole time.
Yeah. What was the name of the game?
I'm going to find it. I'll find what it was. Okay.
Remember Bumble's Bounce, too, though. Remember that. So, I remember
playing Pipe Dreams on computers around that time, but that wasn't a weed thing. That was like a sewer game.
Ski free.
Was Pipe Dreams the name of your daycare? Sorry. I haven't seen you in a while.
He's happy backed birthday. Up from the last couple days.
Right?
Happy birthday, brother.
I did not see that coming. It's across the board.
She said back then.
All right, we got Mr. Skin coming up later on this morning, too, and also Tyrell Frazier hanging out. But Tyrell, you got a gigs this week you want to plug?
Friday, we obviously got the Warehouse Comedy Theater going full force. But Saturday, I'm in Yankton, Nebraska.
Yankton.
Yeah, okay. Yankton.
There's a Yankton, Nebraska, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you have fun.
No.
Every week, I'm just so glad.
Let me check. Or is Yankton, South Dakota. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Is this a Walsh situation? You're going to end up two states over in the wrong place.
Almost,
Texas.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yankton, South Dakota.
I have fun in Yankton. What's your club?
I will know before I get off air. I can't remember if we're either at the copper room there or if we're at the campground.
All right, well, first figure out the state you're going to be.
Yeah.
And then we'll narrow it down.
If you live near a Yankton, just go check out if there's a comedy show nearby. I'll probably be there.
All right.
It's like Yankton is a human settlement in Nebraska.
Nick looked it up. Don't have to anymore, though, Nick, right?
Do they have a bar, Nick?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care anymore.
All right. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.